3 to Rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, Mountain Home and Watson Chapel knotted up at 18 at the break. We'll check stats coming up. First, though, we're joined by Lady Bombers head coach Dale Leonard. Earlier tonight, the Lady Bombers fell to Norfolk 53-42 in the semifinals. And, Dale, you and I were just talking here before we got on the air. I know you've talked about your schedule, how tough it is, and, boy, another one tonight. This is a very good Norfolk ball club.
Well, I tell you what Norfolk did, and the first thing I'll say is congratulations to Coach Lehman and Norfolk, and I hope they win the rest of them, and I hope they bring a Class A state title back to our area. They did something that Fayetteville couldn't do, that North Little Rock couldn't do, and I tip my hat to them that they turned us over. And now I'm going to look at the other side of it, too, and say that our kids were out to lunch at times not being where they were supposed to be offensively, especially when they were half-court, coming and trapping us with two people. And, they created the turnovers and finished on the other end. When you combine the amount of turnovers that led to easy points for them and then us not getting our butt back in transition and them getting some transition buckets, if you combine that with a really bad, bad offensive first half, that was the difference in the game.
You go into the third-place game tomorrow. How much do you talk about this game tonight?
I'm done. Yeah. I mean, I told them in the locker room, you hold your head up, you throw your shoulders back, and you act like you're somebody because you had one bad half. And this game, you tip your hat to Norfolk, and you move on, and we cannot let this game define us. If this game defines us, then, we're going away from everything that we believe in. And the last thing I said to them when they came out of the last time out was that you guys have tremendous character. Well, if we come back tomorrow, we're having a pity party, and we're not ready to play Farmington, we'll get our butt kicked. And we've got to play a really good Farmington team tomorrow, and this team does have character, and I believe they'll come out ready to play. But I thought Norfolk played great. I thought they played really, really well, and I think Coach Lehman does a great job. And, man, it's great to see the support they get. I'm hurting for our kids right now, and our kids are the most important thing to me. But we got to move on. I mean, it's one game on December the 28th.
Well, let's talk about that matchup with Farmington. This is another very good ball club. After today's loss, they're 9-2.
They're good, and Coach Johnson does a good job. There's nobody in this tournament that's bad, and they're good, and they're five guards for the most part that have a lot of skill and are really good basketball players, and they can all shoot it, and they run a lot of really good stuff, and we've got a less than a 24-hour turnaround, and we better figure it out.
You bet. So, we talked about the tournament, how tough it is with all the opponents and your non-conference schedule, and we're going to find out how well those prepared you for conference right out of the chute on Tuesday. I'm not looking past Farmington tomorrow, but you got to look ahead. You're just a few days away from the conference opener with a very good Batesville ball club.
Yeah, and, you know, last year they put it on us pretty good. I mean, really close game at Batesville. It came down to the last shot, and then here it was they blew us out, and it was just one of those games where we got down early and, you know, had to use so much energy to try to come back. But we want to get better tomorrow. But, right, you know, as a coach, you know, that's when the new season starts. And that's what really this tournament is doing, is preparing us for that, as you said. And they're good, Brad. Valonia's better than they've been in a long time. Morrilton's undefeated. Yes. Got one loss. There's somebody I'm missing that's pretty good. BB.
Yes.
I mean, they may be the best of them all. And it's a tough league, but it's a different type league. And then we go into that district with West Memphis and Marion. And,
uh-huh,
you know, and then 6A, you know, you got, well, heck, you know, in our district, Jonesboro, everybody's already got their name on the trophy. But, you know, that's kind of what tonight, that people don't realize how athletic Norfolk is. But that's kind of like tonight, that what Norfolk did tonight is what a lot of what Jonesboro does.
Right.
So, you know, that's where our kids will, you know, learn from it, hopefully. But we'll just go from there.
All right. Dale, good luck tomorrow against Farmington.
Brad, I appreciate it. And I wouldn't trade one Mountain Home Lady Bomber for any other player in the state. And we're going to move forward.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Lady Bombers head coach Dale Leonard. We'll check halftime stats coming up, 18-18. Our score at the break, Mountain Home and Watson Chapel tied up. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
18-18, our halftime score. It's Mountain Home and Watson Chapel tied at the break. Mountain Home led in the first half by Colton Peters with 10 points. Six from David Waymire. Watson Chapel, I talked earlier about that balanced scoring. They've got one player with four, seven players with two. That's been their MO all season long. Mountain Home with 18 first half rebounds, nine of those by David Waymire, 12 rebounds in the first half for Watson Chapel. The teams have been tied four times. There have been three lead changes as well. And the Bombers and Wildcats knotted up at 18 here at the break. The winner will play in the championship game tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 against Paragould. The loser will play at 1:30 against Hamburg tomorrow. One more break. We'll get the second half underway. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel knotted up at 18 at halftime. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.